The Speaker's Task Force on Rural Schools first heard from Rhinelander Superintendent Kelly Jacoby, who outlined Rhinelander's history, including cutting $11 million from the budget and closing five buildings, including four schools, in the past 10 years. She says a combination of factors are providing local schools with increasing problems, not the least of which is the drop in state aids.
We've gone from 52% of state aid to 17% in the last decade, just over the last decade. That's huge.
She also cited declining enrollment, the state funding formula, which penalizes districts with lots of valuable property like Rhinelander but low incomes. Rhinelander has a large number of students who get free and reduced lunches. Northland Pines Superintendent Dr. Mike Ritchie agreed with Jacoby on many points but said that district used the changes brought about by Act 10 to reduce costs in the district.
We increased the number of staff performance evaluations. We changed all of our insurance vendors, including health, dental, life, and long-term disability through the bidding process. We increased the teacher workday by 30 minutes in order to implement collaboration and team planning without losing any instructional minutes.
Both leaders said transportation funding was crucial. Both large districts are spending close to $1.5 million on busing. Both leaders also called for greater flexibility in mandated school scheduling, including start dates. Both said more money was needed for high-speed internet. Ken Kroll reporting.